This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1772, American Road Trip Games.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Americans love to take road trips. If you live in the U.S. or another country that has a car culture, this episode will show you what games we like to play in the car and how to initiate those games with the correct English phrases today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good, good. I am in the mood to take a road trip.
A road trip. I love road trips. They are the best, especially the snacks.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's your favorite road trip snack?
Well, you know, it depends on who I'm road tripping with, but sometimes like candies or like chocolates or lollipops or something. But when I did my big road trip around the country, I couldn't do that. It was just iced coffee, just black iced coffee. That's all I did.
Just
I didn't do
awake.
Snacks, because otherwise you take a 2-month road trip and you eat snacks every day.
Right. But it is fun to get the snacks, like, and I don't know. There's something like, oh, it doesn't count if it's
if you're
on the road.
Right. If you're at home, it does. If you're on the road, it doesn't count as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't eat like an entire bag of like Chex Mix, like,
yes,
when you're, you know, just like sitting, or maybe you would, I don't know. And whatever you want to do, that's fine. Like, but like on the road, it's something like, oh, well, we're just eating it.
Yeah, for sure. Where are you thinking about taking a road trip to?
Oh, I don't know. I'll need some advice from you. Maybe you
okay.
can give me a list and give me some ideas.
I could do that.
But yeah, Lindsay, you've taken a ton of road trips, including a very special one that actually our listeners can go on with you.
Me. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, guys. I know. It's called the Connected Communicator online course. I rented a car, drove 12,000 miles, a big loop around the country, went to Chicago, California, New York City, Texas, the Deep South, all over the place, cowboy country out here in the West. And I take you through these interviews that I did with native speakers. So to get into that course, Michelle, where can we go?
Go to allearsenglish.com/connection.
All right. Definitely the most unique English course on the internet. No question. So talking about things that we can do in the car, I mean, what does that come to, Michelle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think of like when I was a kid, like Lindsay, you mentioned, you told me that you used to go to Delaware, like,
yes,
with your dad on road trip. Were you happy to be in the car for a while, or were you like, there yet, kid? And what do I mean by that?
I think on long trips, when my brother and I were in the back of the station wagon, you know, typical 90s style, I definitely hated that because my brother was always, you know, obnoxious and just, when are we going to be there, was the refrain, right? Constantly asking my parents, my poor parents. But when it was just me and my dad and I got to sit in the front, that kind of thing, I think I enjoyed more. So what about you? Were you kind of angsty as a kid in the car?
I'd have to ask my parents. I can't really remember, but yeah, probably. But you know, it'd be fun. And there are things that you can do in the car as kids, like typical games you can play. Like, I guess you would call it a car game or a road trip game or something like that.
Yeah.
That are like pretty like common or famous with kids and adults. Right, Lindsay?
Oh, for sure. For sure. My first road trip I took in college, it was right after 9/11, actually, that my friends and I decided we needed to do something deep. And so we took a cross-country road trip and we camped. We played a lot of those games, like those car games and not card games, car games.
Right. That's important.
So being careful there, right?
Yeah. Do you get car sick, Lindsay?
I really don't. I'm lucky. So I can be in the back all the time. But some people who get car sick need to sit in the front, right?
Yeah. Well, can you read?
I don't usually try to read in the car that much just because it's too chaotic. Yeah. But I can talk. I can look out the window. I can listen to podcasts or music or something. So, yeah, it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah. So today we're going to share some of these games. And this is good because this is a great way to connect with people. If you are on a road trip, and these are great games to play. I mean, one of them, it really has to be in the car.
Yeah. One of them really has to be in the car for sure. And I want to say, you know, it's interesting because American culture is really a car culture, right? Thanks to Henry Ford and the building of the freeways. Like, we really are such a car culture. And if you come from a place that's not a car culture, like, to me, Japan is not a car culture. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Michelle, when you were there? Trains?
Yeah, it was a lot of trains. I mean, I'm not sure, like, other parts of Japan that I didn't visit, but yeah, true. Certainly. Yeah, because I was in, like, you know, big cities. So true. If you're in New York, I would also say not true. A car culture.
Fair but, point. Fair point.
So I don't know.
Yeah, fair point. Although in Japan, I remember taking the train, the local train out to the countryside, like way from Tokyo all the way to the other side of the country. You could take the train.
Oh, wow.
So that is not the case here. We have Amtrak, but it's not very good. And the bathrooms are not clean.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, certainly if we're talking about the quality of the trains and especially the bathrooms. I'm so scared to, like, you know, go on the train because I specifically don't want to use the bath.
Oh, they're awful. I avoid them at all costs. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you do relocate to the U.S. or maybe Canada, probably Canada too, you know, a way to build a relationship is to invite someone on a road trip, a little weekend road trip, that someone you want to get to know better. And that is a part of the culture. So knowing what to do in the car is a key thing, right?
Exactly. All right. So let's get into the games, Lindsay.
Get into the games. Okay. Get your head in the game, Michelle. Get your head in the game.
What's the first game?
Okay. This is the one we said we really need to be in the car
to
do
this. Yeah, you have to be in the car.
So the license plate game, in this game, you look out and you try to spot a license plate from as many different states as you can. And what do? Michelle, do you tally the number you've seen?
I don't. I think it's really up to you if you want to, like, I feel like how I played it was just like you would shout it out when you saw it. Yeah. I don't know if we were that serious about it, but I could imagine it getting competitive if somebody's like writing it down or tallying it. Did you play this?
Yeah. We played this on the first road trip I was on, road trip one. and I have them all ordered, you know, road trip experiences. Yeah. We did. We had fun with it. So we were in college just having fun, just trying to entertain ourselves. Yeah. Kids, college kids, middle school kids. It makes sense. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, you just, guys, I mean, because there are 50 different kinds of license plates. And if you're on a road trip, you might see a lot of the license plates of the place that you're, the state that you're in.
Yes.
But then you also see different ones. Like, do you ever, so you're from New Hampshire. Do you ever, when you are like in, I don't know if this happens, but if like now you're in Denver, do you ever see a New Hampshire license plate and you're like, Oh,
not so much.
Probably not that much.
I don't know that I've seen one in Denver because it's so, so far, right? It's
thousand
miles. But certainly in New England, you see them. And I've always taken a lot of pride in my license plate because our state motto, you know what it is? We've talked about it, I think, before. The New Hampshire state motto is live free or die, which is it's so serious compared to like
very
Florida, the sunshine state, and Colorado, the golden state. New Hampshire, live free or die.
It's like a big threat.
So funny.
Right. Well, I mean, I always get excited when, well, for me, it's, you know, a lot more common because New York and Maryland.
Yes. Yes.
Like whenever I see the Maryland license plate, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you feel that. What is your state's motto?
I was so scared that you were going to ask me that.
You knew I was going to ask you that.
I was like, maybe I'll just move on. No, I didn't. I didn't look it up. Wait, I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
That gives me a great episode idea, Michelle. Another day, we could do an episode on how to quickly change the topic because you feel a question is coming that you can't answer.
Let's see. What is the Maryland... Oh my gosh. And then license plate. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's
all right.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look. I'm going to have to look.
Have a little bit of homework. They can look it up. And maybe for the next time we'll talk about
it. Wow. Okay. That was very embarrassing.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. If you ask me a lot of trivia about my state, I wouldn't be able to answer it. It's okay.
What's the next question? What's the next game?
So 20 questions. Now, how does 20 questions go? This is a very common one.
Again, I think everybody has their own variations on these things. But basically, somebody thinks of something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have 20 questions to guess what it is. And I think it's mostly like yes or no questions, right?
Okay.
So it might be something you see or something you think of. Or maybe you can do a category like, you know, maybe you're doing like celebrities or movies or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of variations. But that's the main idea is like you have 20 questions and then, you know, to guess.
And that's a good one. So obviously, you know, games that are not popular in cars are things like charades because you can't see the person. Yeah. You can't stand up and act out something. That's more of a living room game, right? A living room dinner party game.
Right.
So 20 questions is totally verbal, right?
Right. Exactly. So that's really good for the car. Okay. Lindsay, let's play a short version.
You want me to think of something?
Yeah, you think of something.
Just anything? So, yeah. Okay.
I'm never going to get it in three questions.
I've got something. Good luck.
Thanks. Is it a person?
No.
Is it a thing?
I don't know how to answer that. It's an animal.
Oh, okay. Is it a dog?
Yes. Okay. He's right behind me if you guys are seeing this on video. But you can't see him. He's all nestled into the couch.
So funny. Oh my god.
It's my dog Kiefer, Michelle.
Yes, Kiefer. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it. And then there's I Spy, which is kind of similar. You know, like I spy with my little eye something.
Yeah.
And then you like give clues for it, right?
Yeah, it seems like this one would be a fun one to play with little kids, right? Like, yeah. I spy with my little eye. Like, it seems like something kids would have fun with, younger kids, in my mind.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So, Lindsay, what do you do if you're in the car and you want to suggest playing these games?
Yeah.
How do you say it? Because, like, maybe everybody's just sitting there or the music is blaring and you're kind of just like... you know, you don't feel like listening anymore. You want to do a game.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a great way and very common, guys. Write this one down. Want to play, you know, 20 questions. Want to play I Spy, right? Want to play. So again, we're not saying, do you want to play? We're saying, want to play. Okay. So that's so real. It's such real English, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, this one is good at kind of, you know, lets them know that, you know, it's, you know, a kid's game, right?
Yeah.
So you could say, I know it's a kid's game, but maybe we should play.
Yeah. And that's good to admit something that, you know, everyone else is going to be thinking. So you just say it at the beginning, right?
Right. Just that I know it's silly and I know, you know, we're adults, but why not? You know,
why not? Exactly. Or if you just want to be more straightforward, you say, let's play 20 questions, right? Let's do this. Let's play 20 questions. Okay.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, Lindsay, these are good ways to suggest playing the game. And I think, you know, they're really good games to play when you're bored in the car. They're really great for road trips.
Yeah, I agree. This is fun. So guys, again, it comes back to, you know, where are you likely to build relationships in American culture? Maybe in Canada. I don't totally know. Road trips are so common, even if it's just a 3-hour road trip to another town that someone invites you for a day trip. Take advantage. Say yes. Go with them. Explore the countryside. It is so cool.
Exactly. And play these games along the way. Lindsay, this was fun. Brought me back to my childhood. So.
Oh, okay. Well, glad we could do that for you, Michelle. I love it. So guys, to learn more about the course that we mentioned, right? Connected Communicator online course, go to allearsenglish.com/connection. All right.
Awesome. All right. This was fun, Lindsay. Have a safe drive wherever you go next.
Okay. You too, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.